This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Some people follow the rules, but where's the fun in that? I'm Soraya, and this is Rule Breakers, the podcast where we celebrate the rebels, the risk takers, and the ones who make their own way. Every week, I sit down with the boldest voices in sports, entertainment, and beyond to talk about breaking barriers, defying expectations, and rewriting the rules. No limits, no apologies, just real talk. Follow and listen to Rule Breakers with Soraya, an Odyssey podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
The most successful team in the history of professional sports. Starting the new millennium, the New York Yankees are once again world champions.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app. It's KM to AM on WFAN.
Let's get it, New York. Freshly back from the BX. My first night game. Shout out to you if you were out there. Over 42,000 in the Bronx to see the Bronx Bombers and the Torpedo Bats. Just like that, we're right back. I don't know the math on this, but if you'd like to win the series, winning the first game of the series probably increases your chances. The Yankees get a win. The Mets also just finished their game out at Target Field in Minnesota in the cold and rain and wind. And the Mets defeat the Twins 5-1. And, yeah, the New York Yankees win 4-1. We're going to break it down. We're going to talk about all the things. And we can talk about some things from the weekend and some things to come. We've got playoffs. We've got NFL draft. We've got time tonight. KM to AM till 2 a.m. on The Fan. Dial 888-808-1019 if you'd like to get down. I wanted to get down. You know, I hadn't gone to a game since the first two games of this Yankee season. And they were great. Opening day and then the historic Saturday game with 20 runs scored and 9 homers. I got sick the 1 week, and then I'm just not going out there in the rain and the cold. I don't know. I've aged out of that. I'm going when it's a nice enough night like it was tonight. And the Yankees were nice enough to do two things: pitch well and hit well. And if you were in attendance and you saw C is for cookie, that's good enough for me. Carlos Carrasco. Let's start with the savvy vet, Carlos Carrasco. After his last performance in Detroit, where he gave up a bunch of dingers, and that pretty much was the game. He's a veteran. I heard Boone talk about how he's got moxie. He knew he had to come out there tonight and hold it down in Yankee Stadium, right? Marcus Stroman is on the IL after a terrible performance on Friday. We're going to go back to that because I was listening to Evan talk about Aaron Boone today. And Saturday, I didn't get to fully unpack the whole thing. I thought that everybody was on the same page with how that game ended. We'll go back to Friday and Saturday, and then Sunday was the first game that I didn't watch a second of live, and I'm glad I didn't. It was my son's birthday. I was fully entrenched in a two-year-old's birthday party, and I did not watch a second of that. I, you know, for good reason, didn't have to watch how that series ended with the Giants and Carlos Rodon. Again, doesn't necessarily get it done. 888-808-1019. Carlos Carrasco had to get it done tonight as we open up this second series of this homestand with no rain, with no delay. The weather was perfectly fine. It's like 50, 60 degrees today, and then it did not get that cold. And Carlos Carrasco goes out there and says, listen, I'm a little bit older. I've been around the block, but I'm going to compete. I'm going to go at these guys. And he ends up with four strikeouts. He ends up only giving up that one hit and that one run. Bobby Witt Jr., who some weirdos have ranked as the number two player in Major League Baseball. Bobby Witt comes through and he gets him. But, man, I was impressed with Carlos Carrasco just holding it down. Five innings is good enough. Five innings of one-hit ball, good enough. Bullpen's ready to go. You go right to Fernando Cruz control with that nasty stuff. Break him off a little bit of that nasty stuff, Nando. You love to see it. Swing and miss guy that we got for what? We traded Jose Trevino. Shout out to Trevi out there in Cincinnati, but good to have Fernando Cruz. And then you're able to go to Tim Hill. Shout out to Tim Hill. Comes out to Nas. I didn't realize that in my first night game. You know, really getting to see the vibes. And Weavy Wonder, Luke Weaver, with the Star Wars theme. First time seeing the stadium react to that. It was awesome, man. And then I had to get up out of there before Devin Williams took the mound. And not for nothing. Part of me was like, I probably could have, you know, I've been here with some time to spare. Part of me was like, maybe I don't want to see this live. Maybe I don't want to be in this atmosphere because there was a lot of people there. My sister was in town. Shout out to Taylor if she's listening. Probably not. Hopefully she's doing something else in the city. But my sister was with me. She wanted to see a game. And as we're walking around, it's filling up. I'm like, there's probably like 36, 37,000 out here. No, 42,648. And we dipped off at the end of the eighth inning. And I was like, I don't want to be in here if he struggles a bit, if it's a little bit adventurous and they start booing him, whatever. One hit, doesn't matter. He ends up walking a guy, giving up a hit, but ultimately getting those three outs and the save. And the pitching tonight, when you look at, you know, what the Yankees just posted, a graphic of the pitching line, amazing. You'll take that every time. 888, you know the number to dial. Now let's talk about the hitting. Let's talk about the bats. Shout out to the Terror Squad, some of the homies. My boy Sean bet on Bobby Witt Jr. to homer, and a couple of the guys tailed that, so they were excited about that. I didn't bet him to homer. I had him to triple. I couldn't bring myself to bet on the Royals. I didn't really bet much on this game. I used a free $10 bonus bet that I got on Bobby Witt to triple. But, you know, he hit a line drive to left field, and he got that one. But the whole time I'm looking at Bobby Witt Jr., I'm like, now they're going to say he's better than Judge. And then I start thinking about Judge, and I'm like, Judge is so due. Judge is so due. There's so many guys with six homers in Major League Baseball. Judge is due. He's got a homer. Well, he had a couple Ks, but he had a couple singles as well. And it seemed like everybody else was due. Now, when I mentioned this list of players in Major League Baseball that are tied for six home runs, that includes Jazz Chisholm. And there's a lot of people that started to quit on Jazz. There's a lot of people that started to hate on Jazz because Jazz is Jazz, right? They just can't let Jazz be him. And he'll get on Twitter, which I appreciate athletes that go and tweet and like give us that version of themselves digitally. And, you know, he said some things about the torpedo bats and he struggled. And what I'll say about Jazz, I was having this conversation in the stadium. I'm like, bro is from the Bahamas. So people are crying about him posting that, you know, he didn't want to play in the weather in Detroit. No one does. No one willingly wants to be out there in freezing cold, snowy temperatures or rain. It's not fun. But Jazz is fun. And he broke it open tonight. That home run that he parked off of Seth Lugo into the dugout just to get the tie, you know, just to get the run back and tie the game, it kind of changed the atmosphere in that place. Like, okay, boom, Jazz is back. Jazz hits back-to-back home runs or back-to-back games with home runs. He's out of his slump a little bit. And it's good to see because then after that, you know, those lefty bats in our lineup get going. And that's all we would need. Solo shots, homers. Trent Grisham follows up. And earlier today, we heard that Cody Bellinger was out of the lineup again. He's having a procedure done on his back. Okay. Having Trent Grisham play more, he's going to hit better. Trent Grisham, when he was here last year, people said he's going to bat under 200. Trent Grisham is batting 343. Trent Grisham is hitting homers. Trent Grisham has four homers on the season, getting an opportunity to play more, getting more at-bats. You love to see it. And he cranks one. And so you're like, all right, here we go. In that fifth inning, right, after we see Carlos Carrasco, job done, job well done, see his for cookie, that's good enough for me, Carlos. We see Carlos Carrasco go out there and throw 79 pitches, a one-hit ball, and okay, the one of the best players in the game gets you. Trent Grisham homers. Ben Arroz, Ben Rice, that ball was cooked again. Like, let's talk about Ben Rice. He's got five homers. Ben Rice is a guy that, like, when you're looking at that number 22 rounding the bases, it's good to have a young guy like this. He can lead off. He's been DHing. He's been great for the Yankees this year. And then, well, Austin Wells was due as well. It was a fun night at the ballpark, especially that fifth inning. Everybody just getting into it. And those guys absolutely teeing off on Seth Lugo. And that was the game. 888-808-1019. Now, the Mets are rolling. The Mets just got their 11th win tonight. You know, the Mets went out there to Sacramento and faced the dialed-in Luis Severino. And that game got a little wacky late, but they did enough to win and win the series. And now you're looking at this Mets team going into cold, drizzly Minnesota. Like, okay, what are we going to get? And what are we going to get out of certain guys? And I'll start here with Juan Soto, because there was an article, and I'm not paying for the New York Post, so maybe people, let me go back to Twitter and see if anybody sent me the screenshots. Oh, yeah. Dre, Javi, I see these guys are on it, so during the break I'll be able to read it. But in my notes earlier as I was combing through things, I'm like, what is this about? Juan Soto opens up to the Post about pitcher's new approach without the best hitter in baseball behind him. Oh, all right. So as much as y'all want to let it go, as much as y'all want people to move on, I think I'm pretty consistent when I'm telling you this Juan Soto Yankee stuff, this Juan Soto Judge stuff, this Yankee fans versus Juan Soto, that's another thing I heard today. Oh, there was an F Juan Soto shirt in the broadcast. Yeah, they're selling them at the stadium. I don't know exactly who. It's not Ball Vinny, but they're selling F Juan Soto shirts at Yankee Stadium. You should have known that was coming. As soon as the chance broke out, somebody's like, oh, Eureka. Remember, fire Cashman. That became a shirt. Now the new shirt. There was an F. Altuve shirt. Now there's a F. Juan Soto shirt. But, like, we've just begun with the back and forth. What I'll say about Juan Soto is I've been pretty consistent about this. I've been betting him. I didn't bet him tonight. I'm popped. I just had a two-year-old birthday. I don't have any money to spend. I've been betting him to homer. I'm like, this guy is due. He's going to post. He's going to come through. And as I was listening to Mets Radio 880 during the Yankee game, and I think it was Acuna who doubled, and Juan Soto ends the inning popping up, I go to the X Twitter app. Because in real time, you can get reactions from fans. And people were killing Juan Soto. Quitting on Juan Soto. Saying that, you know, Steve Cohen should go back and return him. Saying this guy's going to be a... I'm like, we are so early in this season. This is like the third week of the season. And what does Juan Soto do? He comes through later. Of course, Pete Alonso posts early. And speaking of the post, yeah, the early back page says, life's a pitch, with a picture of Juan Soto and then a small picture of Aaron Judge. And it says, scuffling Soto admits it's not the same without the best hitter in baseball behind him. I'm like, I got to read this. Did Juan Soto actually go out there and say that? And what a nod to Judge, Captain America, who will be playing in the 2026 World Baseball Classic. We'll talk about that too. 888-808-1019. I saw our very own Evan Roberts tweet out, never want to see Soto attempt a bunt in a spot like this ever again. I'm not watching the game. I'm listening to the game. Why? He's a baseball player. And we know he's a prolific hitter and one of the greatest hitters we've ever seen. He shows bunt all the time. He toys with the opposing pitcher. It's a game. You don't want to see him attempt a bunt? Well, maybe he needs to attempt a bunt and maybe lay down a bunt to get going. I just feel like we are putting so much of a microscope on a player that we know what he is. We know what he is. He's going to come through, and it's still cold as I'm seeing him out there in a hoodie. But what do I know? I just watched every single at-bat he had for the Yankees last year. I just think he's going to have weeks where he's hitting multiple home runs. He's going to have games where he hits two home runs. Seen him hit three in a game. Like, you just got to wait and be patient. And what are you bugging out for? You have 11 wins. What are you bugging out for? You're in first place. I don't understand. like having Juan Soto on your team, he's here for the next decade and a half. You're going to get a large sample size on the guy. But there's my Juan Soto rant. I'm sure we'll take calls about it at 888-808-1019. If you want to get on Brett Beatty, who I also said coming to Sacramento and being in a minor league ballpark, that would awaken Brett Beatty some, and it did. All in all, Pete Alonso is having a magnificent start. Excuse me. I got allergies. I got to sneeze in here. I got to blow my nose in here. Pete Alonso is having a great start to a year where people wrote him off. People said he needs to take it or leave it with the contract. Pete Alonso is setting himself up to opt out and have multiple teams coming in to drive that price up. And if the Mets are interested and want to match, which I think they probably should, is going to be a higher price than what they were offering last year. There will be no draft pick, right? No qualifying offer, no draft pick attached to Pete Alonso. Pete Alonso is going to be an all-star again, it's looking like. And you can count on this guy. So shout out to the Mets fans that were backing Pete the whole time. Not you, Paulie. Shout out to the Mets fans that were like, no, that's our guy. Yeah, we understand how great Juan Soto is. But why get Juan Soto and not have Pete Alonso to hit behind him? And I'm sure Juan Soto in this New York Post article has no slight to Pete Alonso by bigging up Aaron Judge. But Pete goes out there tonight, has two hits, drives in the first run of the game. And Mark Vientos comes through as well. But then, you know, Juan Soto tacks on the insurance. And maybe some Mets fans are able to just exhale because they saw the ball go out and say, okay, he's here. He's still Juan Soto. 888-808-1019. Okay, so we have an injury update on Jose Siri?
Yes, we do.
Lay it on me.
He's got a fractured tibia. The MRI showed a fracture, so we got to get more information before we know how long he's going to be out, but he's going to be out for a while.
Okay, so a few games back, he came out of that game in Sacramento and was replaced by Tyrone. You better call Tyrone. Tyrone, you're going to be playing a lot, buddy. But, you know, Siri is one of those guys that he's got so much speed. He gets on. You can expect him to come home. Now you don't have that guy, but it's not going to matter. Where I'm getting at with this Mets lineup is today, top of the order, Lindor, a knock, Soto, a knock, Homer, two RBI, Alonso, two knocks, RBI. Good enough. Vientos finding it again. I know he's batting 138, but like Vientos showed you who he was last year. And, you know, as much as I just gave credit to Brett Beatty bouncing back, Luis Angel Acuna's got to be in there. He's just better. He's just a better watch. Just more positive things will happen with his athleticism. I know McNeil is working his way back, but he has two knocks tonight. You know, this guy is just more of just looks like more of a major league player. Like, he's already shown us signs that, you know, he's going to be a pelotero out there. On the pitching side, Clay Holmes. Clay Holmes goes five innings, two-hit ball, one run, eight strikeouts. Is this what we can expect from Clay Holmes now? He's starting to look more like he looked in spring training. Solid. You go to Brazoban, Reed Garrett, Stanek, done. The measly Minnesota Twins, who, like, they're never all healthy. And let's see, former Met Carlos Correa is struggling mightily. I mean, dodged one there, Mets fans. Carlos Correa is batting 153. John in the newsroom tipped me off to this, and I'm like, I'm not even paying attention to Carlos Correa until now. Because there's a lot of Mets fans and Yankee fans that were caping for Carlos Correa. We got to sign Correa. We got to sign Correa. No, no, no. Let him rot in Minnesota over there with the Twins. 888-808-1019. One run's not going to beat this lineup on many days. So we got to take a break here. The Yankees win 4-1. The Mets win 5-1.